The Hospital Medicine 2009 podcast series brings you the most up-to-date information about what's happening on the ground in Chicago at Hospital Medicine 2009.
I'm here at Hospital Medicine 2009 with Dr. Jack Persolet, who is also a new fellow in hospital medicine. Jack is also the pediatric board member for SHM. Jack, can you tell us a little bit about what pediatric hospitalists can look forward to at this year's meeting?
Sure. There are a number of options for pediatric hospitalists. We continue to have a separate pediatric hospital medicine track that includes both clinical issues. So that would be relevant to both pediatricians and our MedPeds pediatric hospitalists, our MedPeds colleagues, as well as some administrative and quality sessions that are unique to pediatrics. But above and beyond that, I think one of the key things that a pediatric hospitalist gets from coming to the SHM meeting is the opportunity to interact with our adult colleagues and extend beyond just the pediatric arena and seeing what's happening in hospital medicine as a whole. So it encouraged people to look beyond just the pediatric track. We have some great, very relevant sessions in terms of practice management, quality, and safety. Clearly, the adult clinical tract is not very relevant for pediatric hospitalists, but the other tracts are, and people should look at those very closely as well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Friday's special interest forum?
We in pediatrics have a nice opportunity to just get together, just the pediatricians. MedPeds are invited as well. And it'll be a little bit of an open discussion about what's happening in pediatric hospital medicine, what SHM is doing in pediatric hospital medicine. Probably a large portion of that meeting will be a discussion of the recent roundtable retreat with the strategic initiatives for pediatric hospital medicine and how the American Academy of Pediatrics, Academic Pediatric Association, and Society of Hospital Medicine are working together to advance the pediatric hospital medicine agenda.
Thank you so much.
This concludes this Hospital Medicine 2009 podcast. Find out more about the hospital medicine movement at www.hospitalmedicine.org. If you have comments or questions about this podcast series, please contact us at webmaster@hospitalmedicine.org. The Hospital Medicine 2009 podcast series is copyrighted material and all rights are reserved. Statements and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the authors and participants and do not imply an opinion on the part of the Society of Hospital Medicine or its officers or members.